Wait, so. Guys, where's Pitt in this?
What the hell? Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Deceptively Athletic Podcast. I am Tony Romanello, and with me, as always, is Mark Jakowski.
Yo.
Mark, where are you coming from today? Where you at?
I'm back in Pittsburgh for the week, so coming to you from the city of basketball.
City of Pittsburgh.
Back in Pittsburgh.
Which has a better college team, Pittsburgh or whatever that middle Alabama city that you were in?
No, Georgia.
Oh, there it was.
Lavonia, Georgia.
He's got a better basketball team.
Livonia doesn't have a college besides maybe. Actually, I don't even know if they have a community college. This is a really
Do people live there? Because I'm kind of convinced they don't.
I can't imagine that they do.
Like, the way you described this town is I'm convinced it's not populated by humans.
No.
It's literally a train station and one hotel in which you were the only person that stays there.
There are two hotels and a handful of motels and then no hotels for 25 miles. So it's a pretty happening place.
Nice. All right. And we got Marshall Hartman here from, I'm going to hate myself for saying it, Madtown, Wisconsin.
What's up? It is March, baby. This, college basketball, not a great sport. You know, we all have our criticisms of it as a sport. But honestly, this week with, the bracket coming out, the leading up to the tournament, and then the actual, I would say the first 2 days, probably some of my favorite time for sports in general. Just having those games on all day is just so exciting. I love this time of year.
Yeah. Hey, and can't be saying this is March. John Rothstein has that copyrighted, I think. So.
Oh, fuck. We got to pay him now.
Boom. New slogan.
We'll use our ad money. We got covered.
Our ad money. I air quoted, so you can't see that, but I did. The ad money.
Wait,
but,
Brett's not been paid? Oh, we gotta talk to him, guys.
No. No, we gotta get Brett to come on, do a live read for his own power washing company that I don't think actually is a thing anymore, but oh well.
That's by popular demand.
Yeah, I guess
their business is booming right now.
Booming. All right. And we got Greg Stefanik from, I'm gonna call it rainy Seattle, Washington, because I refuse to believe it's rainy there.
It's beautiful today. It is 67 outside, nice and sunny. It's actually sunny after 6 p.m. now, which is great.
Nah, I don't believe it.
Yeah. After 6 p.m.? How does that work?
Well, we just turned the clocks back, so.
My least favorite day of the year. Losing hours.
Yeah,
sleep. It's a bunch of freaking garbage.
Getting up this morning was rough, man. Oh, my God. Because it's dark again. You get used to driving to work when it's light, and then you get when it's dark again. It's
up this morning, driven to work, pitch black. I was like, what is this garbage?
It sucks. Oh, well. Yeah. At least
and
it's
then you had to drive
a
bus
later.
All day. That must have been rough.
I hate you. I don't drive a freaking bus. You're the worst.
Yeah, the productivity this weekend, though, is going to be taking a hit. I'll tell you that. The games here are going to start at 9 a.m.
Oh. Yeah.
Just all day.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's gonna be my first time working during this. This is gonna be.
I know.
I don't even know how I'm gonna focus. I have full schedules Thursday and Friday too because I'm traveling right now through Wednesday. So it's when I come back, I'm gonna land. My flight lands Wednesday night at 10:30, and then I have to be up for work the next day and catch up on everything. But then there's the basketball games on too. Oh, it's gonna and it's my birthday too, man. It's gonna be an eventful Thursday. Let's just say
that. You don't get time off for traveling if you travel beyond your work hours.
If you travel on the weekends, you get recovery days. But no, if it's I flew in and I got in at 9 or 10, it's just go to work the next day. I think if I got in super late, I'd probably be able to come in later, but it's not that big of a deal.
You classic traveling salesman, not being able to. All right. But as you can guess, we're here to talk about the March Madness NCAA tournament, the bracket, all that fun stuff. But before we actually get into the bracket, I just want to ask you guys, how garbage was the selection show?
Oh my god, it was terrible. What? Seriously, as soon as they cut in with like the live studio audience, did you guys notice like the audio wasn't synced up too?
So
it was like such
so
a train wreck. Oh
dude, it was
god.
Terrible. One, none of those people in the live studio audience were actually real people that are fans of these teams. Those are absolutely paid actors that they had in there. Two, why is there a paid studio audience there? Or, I mean, a studio audience there in general. Why?
For the hype reaction.
Yeah. I don't get it. It doesn't make
any
sense.
So unnecessary. It was just so unnecessary.
Why was Greg Gumbel and Ernie Johnson standing 50 feet apart? Why was that happening?
Why did they reveal it in alphabetical order, too, dude, so you can kind of guess who's in and who's not based on that? Yeah. It was like,
wait, what?
Stupid.
They revealed the teams in alphabetical order. Well, first of all, they relisted all of the automatic bids already in alphabetical order. So there was like legitimately 10 minutes where they're just telling us the teams that all of us already knew were in it, made the tournament in alphabetical order.
They
list all the teams in first, and then they said, the best part is seeing the bracket fill out in real time as you see the teams get in. Like, it's so, they had it right. You have to change it. It's just
the first 15 minutes of the show was just them listing teams in alphabetical order of who was the least interested in, like, 15 minutes of anything I've ever watched in my entire life.
Because if you're not of one of the, I don't know, like 10 teams that's on the bubble, you really just don't care. You're
but
like,
dude, like,
show me the freaking matchups.
Yeah, but like the bubble, it didn't honestly make me forget about the bubble and like care about the teams on it. Cause when you get the bracket reveal and you see the 10 and 11 seeds and like the playing game stuff, like you're like, oh, they got in like this. Like, it makes a little more tension for the actual bubble teams as you're seeing those matchups get revealed.
Oh, but they don't even tell you what teams are on the bubble.
You didn't know?
You would just have to know. Like, when they showed Arizona State, you would have to know, like, oh, they were on the bubble. Looks like they're in, you know? Or, like, when they skipped Notre Dame, you would have been like, oh, they went through N's and they didn't have Notre Dame. Or they went through L's and they didn't have Louisville, so they didn't get in, you know?
Yeah. Like, even,
yeah,
like...
Right. That is really dumb.
Wasn't it like Ernie Johnson was, like, after they passed it, they passed like the ends and they were like, yes, that is where Notre Dame would have been. They didn't make it.
Yeah, they did that with Notre Dame and Louisville because
the University of Notre Dame. The NCU.
The Fighting Irish.
This isn't Ohio
of Notre
State,
Dame.
Guys.
As like Greg Gumbel said for like every other team, their team name of wherever they're from is it was a disaster. Always.
That's how everyone talks about college basketball teams.
Yeah.
And then they had like Barkley and J-Will. No,
Kenny Smith.
Smith. I always get those two confused. Barkley and Kenny Smith. They were throwing out a bracket.
On their bracket.
Yeah, they were supposed to like fill out a bracket together, but they couldn't agree on any of the picks. So they had like a bunch of question marks after like the first round. I was like, this is such a disaster.
That's what we're doing.
Exactly. I was talking about. They were like, they had all the first round matchups picked, and they had a bunch of question marks in Arizona in the final four. They're like, we know Arizona's getting here. We're just not sure how. I was like, all right, Celtics Pacers is on. I'm actually going to like be productive with my time.
No, I stopped watching it after they revealed the teams. Like, I was like,
I switched over to ESPN. It was a train wreck. I hated everything about that.
Yeah, I was like, this is not worth my time to watch. Like, this is absolutely terrible.
A studio show. There's no need for a live audience. Oh
yeah, no
God.
Need
just
for it.
So bad.
Just go back to revealing the matchups. It's much more interesting and compelling than just listing the teams in alphabetical order. That made it was just incredibly boring and terrible. And they ruined something that had nothing wrong with it in the first place. I didn't get it. But all right, let's actually start talking about the bracket then. How about that?
No.
Let's do it.
All right. Do we want to start in the South region then? Because that's the first one on this page I'm looking at. So we're going to start with that one.
All right.
Any interesting matchups here that you guys like? Thoughts on the general layout of the bracket or anything? Because in my opinion, this is the most stacked region of the bracket.
Yeah. So first of all, the NCAA screwed me by not letting me take Arizona and Kentucky to the Final Four. Making me choose between them in the second round? Are you kidding me? Now I don't feel good about taking either of them to the Final Four because I don't know who's going to win. I think Loyola Chicago has a pretty decent chance to beat at least Miami, if not Tennessee.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my that's one of my upsets I have is La Jolla, Chicago over Miami.
Yeah. Let's see here. I don't think Virginia has a chance to make the Elite Eight.
Ooh, not a chance.
Not a chance.
The best team all year long, not a chance to make it to the
All right, so obviously I'm exaggerating because I'm super high on NBA players, and Virginia doesn't have NBA players.
But I mean, Kyle Guy. No, Matt.
Kyle Guy.
No, he's not Kyle Guy.
Yeah,
I think Hunter, actually. I think Hunter might be
that's the one. That's the one dude. That's the one dude I've heard talked about as a future NBA player, but not even
this year. I can see him as a 3-and-D guy. Yeah, he's not ready yet, though.
He's like a down-the-road guy.
So they have two 2K generated 60 overall players. Got it.
Got it. Oh, man. But I mean that Kentucky Arizona possible second round matchup is definitely the most interesting thing about this. I think this region.
Yeah, you guys mentioned it. Like, talk about getting hosed is Virginia being the number one overall seed, which is supposed to have probably like the easiest path to the Final Four. Like, giving them Arizona as the 4 and Kentucky as the 5, like, I think Arizona is probably the best 4 seed. I'm not going to say probably. They're definitely the best 4 seed in my mind. And Kentucky is definitely the best 5 seed in my mind. And they give them both. They got to play one of those teams in the Sweet 16. That seems absurd to me.
Yeah, I mean, even if they do make it, you know, if they do get past Arizona or Kentucky, I mean, they're going to have to play most likely either Cincinnati or Tennessee, who are also...
I don't think either of those teams present as huge problems for Virginia Kentucky or Arizona. I will say, too, like, you guys said it's the most stacked region. I'm not sure if I necessarily agree with that. I think the Midwest is really tough top to bottom. But as far as, like, that top half with Virginia, and then you have, I think, a Creighton team that's pretty underrated and can actually pull off that upset against Virginia because they can shoot really well. Then you have Kentucky and Arizona, like I said, the best 4, the best 5. A Davidson team at 12 that is really hot right now that won their tournament.
Yeah, they're like 10-2 over the last 12 or something, aren't they?
And they run a very deliberate offense, which from my listening of other podcasts, other coaches have said in their league that they're the hardest team to prepare for because of their unique offense. So I think as a 12 seed, they're definitely a team to watch out for. And I'm high on Buffalo. I think Buffalo is pretty good for a 13 seed. I would say the best one. I would actually pick them to upset any other 4 seed, but because they're playing Arizona and just the way, so I've done the last 2 games and Aiden looks motivated, extremely motivated right now. He looks like, you know, we talked about prospects before. I feel like Aiden has clearly separated himself from the field at this point. He's looked over the past couple games. He looks unstoppable. So if you think Buffalo is going to stop him, I just don't see it. And I really do like Buffalo. I feel like they're a pretty underrated team. I think the easily the big matchup is the potential Kentucky-Arizona second round matchup, which I think would probably be the best possible second round matchup that we could see.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, that's going to be a good game in general, and also from like a NBA draft aspect, that's like one of the best possible games you can get. So,
definitely.
Yeah. So, who do we like to be in the Elite Eight out of this portion of the bracket?
I have Arizona and Cincinnati. But I kind of want to put Loyola Chicago in there. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, they're a really good team. Like, they're legitimately a really good team.
Yeah, I guess. But
they're probably also the best non-Gonzaga / Wichita State mid-major.
Hey, Wichita State's not mid-major anymore. They're in the American Conference.
Okay, fine, mid-major.
No, but I also have Arizona and Cincinnati in this one.
She's copying my bracket.
Man. I'm with you on that one. I'm with the Arizona pick. I don't know. What were you gonna say, Marshall?
I actually have. I think I have Virginia winning. Beating Kentucky because I think Kentucky will beat Arizona, and I think Virginia actually matches up pretty well against Kentucky. I have Loyola upsetting Miami, but then I have Tennessee beating them. And then my big upset, probably in my entire bracket, is I have Texas first beating Nevada by slowing down the game. And then when they match up against Cincinnati, they'll be able to pull off that upset. I think it's still me kind of overrating Shaka Smart as a coach, because I still think he is one of the best coaches in college basketball, and he hasn't really produced super well at Texas since coming there. But, like, if you look at what he's done with his VCU teams over the years, I just got to believe that he can get it done against the Cincinnati team that I like, but I feel like Texas just matches up well against them, and this type of game that Cincinnati wants to play is fine by Texas. So I have Virginia, and then I have Tennessee beating Texas in the Sweet 16. So I have Virginia over Tennessee, and Virginia going to their first ever Final Four.
Well, boss man, what do you got? You just filled out your bracket like 15 minutes ago. Yeah. So hit us with your pick.
Hell yeah, I did. I just got Virginia versus Cincinnati.
Wow. Chalk, yeah. City.
Pretty chalk, I'll be honest.
What a boring pick.
Oh, yeah, guys, we have a special guest calling in. We have the resident, our first ever guest on the pod, and a college basketball expert, because God knows we need that with our experience of watching college games. Varun Kumar. Whoa,
I watch NBA prospects. It counts. All right.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Varun?
Good,
what's
up, man? How are you?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
So, first guest, first time ever appearing on a podcast. It's pretty cool. So, I don't know, kind of exciting.
Where are you coming from, Varun?
Yeah. Coming from home in Philly, calling in live from Pittsburgh International.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
You're at the airport right now?
I literally just landed like 10 minutes ago. I got off the plane.
Nice. All right. Well, we were talking about the South region of the bracket.
Okay.
We just gave who our pick is to go out, be in the Elite Eight from there, and go to the Final Four from that bracket. So, what are you thinking? What are you thinking there?
I mean, it's hard for me to really pick against Virginia. I think their Sweet 16 game against probably Arizona is going to be tough, but I like them against Tennessee in that game. I don't like Cincinnati's ability to score in bunches. I mean, obviously they play great defense. Nevada would have been a good pick for me potentially if Lindsey Drew had been held over. Yes. I think it's going to be Virginia, Tennessee. I really like the Tennessee team. I think Rick Barnes has been severely underrated.
Yes.
Yeah.
How right, do so you feel about Loyola? We were talking about their upset chance against Miami. I think we all kind of like it. I think we all are actually picking that upset as well. Do you see that happening?
I thought about that, but for me, like, I never bet against Jim Larrañaga in the tournament. I think,
yeah,
like, for me, like, I kind of caught the tail end of what you're saying about Shaka. I guess Jim Larrañaga was the first guy from the CAA with the George Mason team. I think, you know, he always has gotten it done during tournament time. And it's hard for me to really pick against his team. He knows how to motivate his team, you know, at this time of the year.
Definitely. And I think the thing is, there's a lot of noise about that upset, so I don't think Miami's going to overlook that team. I think Miami's going to take them deadly seriously. So I think that is an important point to bring up. It's oftentimes these games where everyone's talking about a potential upset where the higher seed gets angry about that. It's the upsets you don't see coming that tend to happen. And one other thing, you said you have Arizona, so I want to get your thoughts on a potential Arizona-Kentucky second-round matchup, because I think most of us see that happening. I was saying I really like Davidson and Buffalo as, like, underrated 12 and 13 seeds, but I just feel like they're matched up against, in my opinion, the best four and the best five. So I probably think it will be Kentucky-Arizona, and I think picking that game for me was pretty hard. I went with Kentucky, but it sounds like you're picking Arizona. It sounds like everyone else here is picking Arizona as well. So I was wondering if you guys had any insights on why you picked them, other than Aiden just looking like a beast over the last few games.
Go ahead. Sorry.
DeAndre Ayton looks like an action figure, and he's a beast, so I'm going to go with him.
There was a point in the season where he was shooting like 43% from mid-range and like 80% from 3 feet and in. And like half of those touches were unassisted on both. So like he can reliably create mid-range jumpers for himself, which like I certainly didn't see coming. And he's just a monster inside, whether he's eating offensive rebounds, getting fed, or getting the ball in the post. I don't think Kentucky has a great option to really slow him down, especially because he plays like some 4-2.
as much as I feel like a lot of people think that hinders him playing him with like another big, I also feel like it's just such a matchup nightmare for like power forwards.
Yeah.
That he can just murder them anywhere on the court he wants to. And they can't really affect his shot inside or outside.
Yeah. I mean, I also think he's been playing a lot angrier since the whole scandal. I don't know if you touched on this earlier, but with the whole scandal breaking, I mean, he's been on another level for the last, you know, 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, so that team looks extremely motivated right now, which is very scary, especially for Virginia. And we mentioned this too, how Virginia being the overall number one, then having to face the best four and the best five in the Sweet 16, it seems like they got hosed. It seems like I can't believe this is the region that they got as far as the matchups go. But that always seems to happen in the tournament. I will say, overall, I feel like this bracket is balanced a bit more than recently. But there's still some little regions or sections where I'm like, how could you put these teams against each other, you know?
Villanova's bracket, what is it, the South? That's kind of a joke.
It's the East. Yeah, East. I think let's maybe, you want to move on to that now?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you want to just move on to the east side of the bracket?
Yeah, I think we all gave our picks. I think me, Greg, and Varun are with Virginia, and you two are with Arizona, right?
Yeah. Yep. All right. Yeah. So let's move on to the east portion. What do you guys think of this? Mark said he thinks this is one of the weakest part of the bracket. Do you guys kind of agree with him there, or what?
I don't know if it's necessarily super weak, but I definitely think Villanova, as far as like the matchups that they're going to have with the higher seeds, I think they have the easiest path to the final four, because as a five seed, as a team, I think they really want to face. I think West Virginia's press is really effective against inexperienced or not the best guards, but Villanova really has the elite talent at guard and the experience at guard, where I don't think they're going to have much of a problem with West Virginia's press, and I think it's just going to let them score a ton of points. So I really, that's a disastrous matchup for West Virginia, which is a shame, because I really do like this West Virginia team. I think they're capable of making some noise, but I just don't think they match up against Villanova well at all. And then Purdue is another team where that's, again, an ideal matchup for Villanova. They can spread out the floor and hit jumpers against them, which I don't see Purdue contending with well. So, yeah, I think there are some good teams here, but I feel like Villanova probably has the clearest path of any one seed as far as reaching the Final Four, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think I kind of agree with that, too. I think Villanova probably does have the clearest path. And, I mean, they might have the best, one of the best 1-2 punches in the tournament with Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges. Both of them are pretty good. But I'm like, part of me really badly just wants to see like Colin Sexton just carry Alabama.
Oh my God, dude. Forever. Honestly, I feel like that might be Villanova's toughest game. I'm not even sure if I would pick Alabama over Virginia Tech, but if Alabama wins that game, Sexton could go off against Villanova, because if you look at Villanova's losses in the Big East, like the teams they've struggled against have had elite guard play. And seeing Sexton matched up against them would be a dream come true.
At least from my end, obviously, as close to a hater of Villanova as you can get.
You're going to go see them in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to. So,
yeah, I'm probably going to end up going. But
your LIU Brooklyn gear?
Yes, exactly.
That's who the Blackbirds.
Upset.
Yes.
But so Villanova's an elite team, particularly on the offensive end, with Bridges, like you were mentioning, Bridges, Brunson, Booth, DiVincenzo. Like, they're probably got the best guard rotation out of anyone in college basketball. My issue with them lies more on the defensive end, because Jalen Brunson, as talented as he is on the offensive end, he's beatable on defense. And Villanova, especially in games that Villanova has to necessarily grind it out, kind of defensive game where they're not hitting shots, that's not a type of game that win. That's why, like, Butler game was, I think, they lost earlier this year. If Villanova is hitting shots, they're not going to win. And obviously, one game elimination, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. Again, clearest path, but, you know, probably the maybe the best offense in the country. I'd say I would probably lean on that they are the best offense in the country, but
according to Kempon, they are. Yep.
Yep. And they don't miss from two. Like, they don't miss from two. They're so efficient. you know, inside the arc too. So
yeah. Any other interesting matchups you guys like in here in this region? First round or potential second round ones you guys like?
I think the Florida against either St. Bonaventure or UCLA first round matchup, that could be a really exciting game.
No, yeah. I kind of hope it's UCLA because I really like Aaron Holiday.
I would love to see a UCLA-Florida matchup. That would be a great game. And then the potential Butler-Purdue second round game in the rematch from earlier this year, I think, would be a good rivalry game just coming out in the second round. And I think Butler would have a decent chance of pulling off that upset too. I would still lean Purdue, but that would be definitely an interesting game. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this region doesn't have as many like star-packed future round matchups. I think definitely if Alabama wins, Alabama against Villanova will be awesome TV, especially if Sexton has a really good game.
Yeah, I agree. Who do we want to give our Elite Eight pick for this region?
I kind of want to mention that I think Murray State might upset West Virginia in the first round.
Yeah, that's one I've kind of seen some people taking. I don't know. I'm not going to take it, but I have seen.
I mean, they have a great point guard, which is the way to get through West Virginia's press. And if I'm going to bet on a mid-major team, it's going to be a team that plays defense and drains threes, as well as one that has like a multifaceted big man, which like Murray State kind of checks all three boxes for me. And you have to at least pick, I think, one 5-12 and one 13-4 upset. I kind of have two 5-12 upsets, but I think this is one people should definitely be keeping an eye on. I also really like Purdue to come out of the bracket.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, I have Villanova and Purdue playing in the Elite Eight, but I have Villanova winning. Mm.
I initially had Purdue coming out when I first made this last night, but after kind of looking at some of the stats and thinking about the matchups, I think Villanova really matches up well against most of these teams. I agree with what Vroom was saying as far as their defensive shortcomings, and if they're not hitting shots, they're not going to win. It's as simple as that. But, you know, we saw what happened, 2 years ago when they get hot at the right time and they're hitting their shots, they're damn near unbeatable.
Yeah.
I think I understand the Murray State. I wouldn't personally pick that. I think I want to say that Wichita State is not as good as they've been in years past. I think their defense is very suspect. I think they have the number 107 defense in the country, according to Ken Palm. They do have the number 5 offense, so they got some talent there. But I just don't trust Marshall. I don't think Marshall's a good 13 seed, so I don't see them pulling off that upset. But I will say Wichita, that could be an upset that you can keep an eye out for. I think a team that we're not really talking about, I really do like Texas Tech. I just feel like a potential matchup with Purdue is going to be really hard for them to win. I think Purdue matches up pretty well against them. So, yeah, I have Villanova being Purdue to make the Final Four.
See, I think Villanova should be considered a favorite against Purdue, but I just can't bet on a team that's like very offense-heavy. I kind of feel like it's much easier to play six. Not so much easier, but it's much more likely you play six good defensive games, six good offensive games in a row. So while I do think Villanova would beat Purdue, and I took them to the Elite Eight, there's a better chance that Villanova doesn't make the Elite Eight than Purdue.
Because you picked Virginia to lose to Arizona.
Oh, yep. All right, to be fair,
all the good defensive teams.
Strictly a bias-based pick.
Yeah.
And I can own that.
Yep.
Could you mute if you're going through one of those with the people talking real loud like that?
Sorry. Yeah,
it's not really that big of a problem. But no, you're good. But you're good. If you can, it would be.
I got you. Sorry.
you're good.
If you get randomly searched, please leave it on though.
Oh my god.
Yes. Unmute if that happens.
Yeah. So, sorry about that. I try to find a quiet corner here.
Oh no, you're good. You're good. I just want to let you know. But who else has to give their Elite Eight for this one? Yeah, I think,
Greg and Vroom,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'll go. I went with Villanova over Texas Tech to make the Final Four. Oh. And I don't know. I don't really
trust Purdue. I also don't really know that much about Purdue. So, but the Big Ten wasn't like great this year. They only had what, four teams in it, right?
Big More Ten is underrated this year. I will say they had no. He's right. There's only four teams in. But I would say the Big Ten, because of that fact, I think people are kind of sleeping on them a bit. And I do like all four teams I made in the tournament. I do like as far as potentially making a run, except maybe Ohio State. But the other three are all talented enough to make the Final Four.
To be fair to Purdue, they had close losses to Tennessee, Michigan State, and Ohio State all by less than three. And they beat the crap out of the second best team in the nation, Arizona. They beat them by 25.
Yeah. Second best team in the nation.
I've got them my championship, which means they're the second best team in the nation. Big facts.
Man. Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I think Texas Tech is kind of a sleeper, though.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, they beat Kansas, Oklahoma, and West Virginia this year, so.
I don't think beating Oklahoma is really, like.
it's tough, man. No, but I think they could be a sleeper, and I don't think a lot of people are picking them, so if you want, like, a chance to get some extra points, I think that might be a good pick.
See, I think Florida might be a good pick. If they're going to play five out, like, I get you can't really trust them to go far if they have, like, a shit ton of three-point shooters.
But they have a tough first game, too, though. That's kind of like
the thing. They have a play-in game. You don't even know who they're playing.
UCLA. So. Yeah, they're playing two teams. Look at the bracket.
Dude, the best players from St. Bonaventure and UCLA combined. 30 guys. Come on. That's an elite unfair. Start five.
The worst.
But I do like Texas Tech a lot. I've watched them a couple games this year, but I think just the way Big 12 teams have historically performed in the tournament the past few years kind of shies me away from picking them. But yeah, I agree, Greg. They're a good sleeper. I think a lot of people aren't talking about that could make a run.
Yeah. Who do you have in the Elite Eight?
I have Villanova and Texas Tech, I guess. I'm super high on Purdue. I think Michigan showed how you can beat them last week in the Big 10 tournament. Mm-hmm. I'm not super high on Purdue. But I will still, my one sort of sleeper team here is St. Bonaventure. Maybe not to reach Elite Eight, but like, I really like their backcourt of Jalen Adams and Matt Mobley. They get really hot in a hurry. You know, I think Florida's definitely on upset alert. And, you know, there's, you know, a couple of those guys that, you know, sort of make their name in March.
Yeah.
For sure. So I'll say Villanova and then Texas Tech.
Hey, Matt Mobley, NEC product. See that, boss man?
They're all
He went to Central Connecticut State for 2 years.
I didn't know that.
I'm going to call out every NEC player that's going to make a thing here. Because I went to Robert Morris. So, so do we all have Villanova coming out of this one then?
I have Purdue.
Or you, Mark had
Mark
Purdue.
Has Purdue. I don't think Purdue gave us a pick. Do you have Villanova or Texas?
Yeah, it's Villanova.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Do we want to move on to the West region now? Do we have any interesting matchups we like in the first round, potential, anything?
I think seeing Porter back against Florida State will be interesting. Florida State, a team that has recently underperformed in the tournament. Missouri, they looked kind of still like they're kind of getting used to him fitting into the rotation. So we'll see if they got the kinks worked out. But I think that 8-9 first round matchup is exciting. I also really like that Houston-San Diego State first round matchup. I think that will be really entertaining as well. I'm leaning Houston there, but I could definitely see San Diego State pulling off an upset.
Yeah, that seems to be a one that there. I've also seen South Dakota or Ohio State we're ins and on that one. So.
Yep.
I mean, San Diego State's just fascinating because they have this 25-10 guy who's like 6 foot 10 and shoots like 40-some% from three.
South Dakota State, right?
Yeah,
South Dakota State. Yeah.
Mike
11-1 in their last 12 games.
The Dominator.
13-1 in conference, 20-6 overall record. Yeah. That game's in Boise, so it's not like Ohio State's going to travel particularly well there, I would say. So it's going to be kind of an empty gym, you know. Ooh. Everyone's going to be there for the Gonzaga game.
Yeah, definitely. That's a pretty rough. That's a pretty rough travel for Ohio State. But
yeah. I don't really see them traveling well to that game, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. So who do we like? Who do we like going in this bracket? Who do we like here?
I have a kind of hot take. Ooh. I have Michigan over Missouri in the Elite Eight.
Wow.
I'm all in on the Porter brothers. The fact that Missouri has like 40% plus 3-point shooters in the rotation. Michael Porter coming back from, I mean, they were an 8 seed without a top 5 pick. And even if Michael Porter's only like 80%, I think, and that's kind of iffy that even gets up to 80%. But
yeah, he wasn't very good in his first game back.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, but once again, it was literally his first game back. He had extra reps.
He gets only a second game back, though.
He gets, yeah, but he's had a week off.
Oh, wow.
He's had a week.
Needed a week off after like the 4 months
he had. Just had off. Months off.
I'm just saying, he gets junior. Quick, Michael Porter gets like a quick 25 against Florida State. He's rolling. He's going to the Elite Eight. He's probably Tournament Player of the Year just because he's such a feel good story. And then he goes like,
wow,
whatever pick the Kings are taking, and he doesn't have a career.
Book I it. Like this.
Book it.
I'm wow. so glad you're my bracket pool, dude. This is great. This is great.
Look, so I went from watching a lot of college basketball and picking strictly off that poorly to strictly picking with my heart and also doing poorly. So,
well, there you go. If you do poorly, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, my freshman year, like I said, I watched 100 college basketball games, came in third to last out of like 25 people in my bracket.
All right, freshman year was bullshit, though. Let's not talk about it. That was like the wildest tournament ever. That was crazy. That was the year UConn won it all, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That pissed me off. They should have lost in the first round to St. John's. Ugh.
VCU losing on that 4-point play to Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. But, so Mark with the hot take, Missouri in the Elite Eight. I like it. And who did you have? You have Michigan beating?
Yeah. Michigan. I'm kind of up in the air about Michigan UNC. But
yeah, the bottom half has some potential. Michigan than Michigan UNC. I think be some really pretty games.
Yeah. I rolled out, yeah, Houston over Michigan yet.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I have UNC over Gonzaga in my Elite Eight.
Gonzaga.
I don't really trust Xavier, man. I don't know what it is. I'm just not.
I don't trust Gonzaga against UNC or UNC Greensboro, whatever. I don't care where they are. I pick them to be Gonzaga.
Wow.
In the Boise.
Gonzaga.
It's gonna be something Gonzaga.
Yeah, Gonzaga's got a home game.
Yeah, it's pretty much a home game for them.
Home game for the first
time. I mean, it's as close as they're going to get besides Seattle, right?
Yeah.
That's what,
it
Greg?
It might even be closer.
Greg, yeah, the resident Washington expert.
I don't even know how far Boise is, but it's probably like the same distance from Seattle.
I think it's like 10 miles shorter. I looked into this.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Marshall did their research on the distance.
Dude, I'm telling you, I spent like 3 hours doing like all kinds of weird stats for this kind of stuff. So don't worry.
Distance from game. Marshall's like...
Slightly farther,
Marshall's booking mock travel for them. He's like, ooh, well, they have a 3-hour plane ride and a 2-hour layover. He's like, I don't know if it's going to affect their legs for the first round.
All right. Well, who else? Marshall, you didn't give yours yet. Who do you got?
No, this one is one I'm still struggling with and I'm still trying to decide. Right now I have Xavier UNC in the Elite Eight. That's a hard one to pick. Right now, I currently have UNC, but I think I might change that to Xavier because I feel like a lot of people around the country aren't giving Xavier enough credit. I think they're a really good team, and when I look at this region, there's no one that really scares me for them. I feel like they match up pretty well against Gonzaga. I'm sorry, Mark, but I don't really see Missouri beating them unless Porter scores like 40 or something.
Bet on it.
I just really like the way Xavier's played this year. So yeah, I think I'm gonna actually change that right now and say I'm gonna have Xavier over UNC to make the final.
Changing the pick mid pod.
Dude, 3-1 like seeds. This is boring. I hate it.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm going
no one seeds, Tony. No one seeds in the final four.
I have Villanova. That's my only one seed in the final four.
Trash pick.
All right, Greg, who do you got?
Ooh.
figure it out. They're putting Greg on the spot because he literally filled his bracket out.
With yeah.
That's a good top of the hat thing, though, dude.
I know. Don't really know any of these teams. I'm kind of just throwing them out. But
I'm about it.
I don't know. Initially had Michigan in there, but then I remembered how I just said the Big Ten was overrated, so I feel like I shouldn't have them in there. Kind of a... So I think I might go with UNC over Xavier, but I think UNC's been playing better recently. But so yeah, I think I'm going to stick with that for now. That's what we'll go with right now.
Wait, so just real quick. That could change, though. I for hating on mid-majors, and Bossman's like, I was going to pick Michigan, but then I remember I called the Big Ten trash like 15 minutes ago, and we just let him slide on that? Are you kidding me?
Yes. What is this? He has to stay consistent, Mark.
Yeah,
come
I'm
on,
staying yeah, consistent. But I get shit for staying consistent.
Yeah, it's because your consistency's trash. Bossman's right. There's a difference. No, but Bruin, what do you got here?
I just want to eliminate the top half of the region.
Honestly, oh, same. That's my
you don't
problem.
Trust anyone there?
I trust nobody there.
I don't.
That's how
yeah.
I ended up
whoa,
with Gonzaga.
Missouri.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the guy who's played one game the entire year.
All right, he's played two games. I don't want to hear it.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
One, yeah, he played 2 minutes of that one game.
Come on. Yeah, you're right. My bad.
Been resting.
I agree
year.
With Varun here, though. Like, I feel like this is like if there was like a better 8-9 matchup here, I'd definitely pick them maybe making a run even. But I just feel like between the teams that are up here, I don't really trust any of them. I think the one I trust the most is probably Xavier.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, but who do you have in your Elite Eight then, Thryn?
I'm going to go Gonzaga and North Carolina.
Boom. I got the same as Varun, and he knows what he's talking about, so I'm smart.
So we're all going to get it wrong, and we know it, too.
Yes.
Just wait.
San Diego State to the Final Four. If, there you go, ladies
all
right, gentlemen.
Let's just put it this way. If Missouri's in the Elite Eight, you are all getting strongly worded letters from me.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Dude, I would give you massive surprised. Props. I would give you massive props. I'll give you guys massive props for Arizona in the Final Four, too, honestly. I don't see it at all. So
My big issue is I don't trust anyone up there. So it kind of comes down to my own personal bias. I'm like, I don't trust Xavier that much. I don't really trust Gonzaga or OSU. I actually kind of trust OSU. I just don't like their first-round matchup. So I was like, you know what? Let's ride with Missouri. They have the highest ceiling.
I guess. Yeah. So who do you have going to the Final Four then, Vern? Do you have UNC?
Yeah, I have UNC. I want to say Xavier sometimes too, but man, their defense is so suspect sometimes. Yeah. I can't trust them.
You're about to learn how suspect is when Michael Porter drops 40 on it.
Bet on it.
Oh, all right. Well, do we want to move on to the Midwest region then? Anybody got any other takes?
Just a quick thing with that region. It's like, I feel like going into the bracket reveal, you always have like a list of teams in your head. Like, I really trust these teams. I feel like these teams can make the Final Four. These teams can make a run. Literally when this region got revealed, it's like, man, I didn't have any of these teams making the Final Four in my mind, but now I have to pick one of them to go, you know? Yeah, so like that always seems to happen where you have like three of your Final Four teams in one region, then none of them in one. You have to quickly figure out a team that you kind of trust the most, you know? Region this year.
If only Kentucky were the 5 seed in that, I would have
that's
them in that
I'm
Final
saying.
Four.
That's what I'm saying. Or Arizona is the 4 there. It's just like some of these seeding things make no sense to me.
All right, well, so let's move on to the Midwest region. Any interesting matchups here you guys like? Possible
Dude,
upsets?
Kansas-Penn. I'm saying it now. Kansas-Penn. Penn has, according to, I think, 538 and, like, other, like, advanced it, Penn has, like, a 5 or 6% chance of beating them. That's, like, the best ever for a 16 over a 1 in, like, 6 or 7 years. This Penn team is, like, a 14 seed, but they're playing as a 16 seed. I still think Kansas is going to win, but, like, this is the best chance we've seen of a 16 over 1 in a while, I would say.
I was like, Marshall's out here talking about 5% odds.
No, I want Vern's take here. I want the Penn expert over here because right, I think Vern agrees with me here, dude.
I mean, if there is a 16 seed, it's this Penn team. I mean, with they got the star power with AJ Broder. I mean, Steve Donahue might be the most analytically inclined coach in college basketball, and you know they shoot a lot of threes. They they get hot, and this isn't a great Kansas defense. I feel like Kansas has missed something all year from really being an elite team.
I mean, they've been in a lot of flux with Billy Preston leaving to go. Do you have a Bulgaria or something? Something or other. Sylvia D'Souza was ineligible for like 4 months. They've just been really in flux the entire year. And I feel like Penn plays with a lot of confidence. I've seen them play. Broder can play. Like, the kid had, you know, legit high major looks. Maybe I'm still not going to take Penn. Yeah, I'm probably kind of copying out with the answer, but be surprised. I'm hedging my position.
I mean, it's kind of hard to take that pick, so.
You got to be able to make that. Even it's kind of like, do you even want to make that? But, also, I mean, I'm saying betting against the spread there. I mean, see what the, I mean, the spread's already down to like 12 or 14 or something, so. Like, that's pretty low for a one seed. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Also, like you said, Marshall, one seeds are 132 and 0 against 16 seeds. So 5% is never a lost. Lot. 5% is never a lost, lot. Yeah. That's like pretty high considering how many games that have been played where one seed has won, beat a 16 seed. So
I don't know. You can put a little money bracket, on the money line. But I'm saying you should look into the Vegas odds for this specific matchup and see what kind of odds you can get for a Penn straight up win. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, like, put a little on the money line.
You know, like $5-$10, see what your winnings could get you for that win. Like, I don't know. That might be worth throwing a dart at. You never know what happens in March. I mean, Middle Tennessee beat Michigan State. Like, that was such a crazy upset. I had no idea that was going to happen, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's bound to be one crazy upset in here, but I don't know if I'm willing to take the 16 over one. But
I mean, this is the first year where I actually feel like, wow. Like, it's not like I'm still going to obviously pick Kansas, and it's still like, I'm pretty sure Kansas is going to win, but it's like, it actually like, wow, like they might have a chance. And I usually never think they have a chance.
Yeah. Well, one game or matchup I actually do think has upset potential is New Mexico State over Clemson. And it's kind of only just because Clemson's without Dante Grantham because he got injured, and they really haven't been great since he got injured. So I think that's kind of been like a popular pick as a 12-5 upset. But shouts to Marquise Reed leading Clemson, NEC guy, RMU guy. Let's go.
Can we talk about how good RMU would be if they had
dude, I don't want those guys back. I don't want to talk about it. Dude, they'd be sick. They'd be so good. I'm so upset about it.
Yeah,
but
I'm sorry.
I also like that New Mexico State upset. I think that's what a lot of people are calling for, which makes me feel a little nervous, and I might end up switching that. But I think Clemson and Ohio State, I think those are the two weakest fives, and then I think Auburn's probably the weakest four. So I could see some upsets happening there. I feel like Kansas has a pretty easy path to the Elite Eight. Once they get there, though, they're going to have their hands full with whoever comes out of the bottom, because the bottom is a bloodbath. The other upset I want to call out is I want to pick Arizona State to beat Syracuse and then knock off TCU because Jamie Dixon in March.
Bitter.
So. Not gonna, I'm not bitter. I love Jamie. I'm with Marshall. I'm not going to pick. I've watched enough Jamie
know.
Dixon teams in March to know to not pick them to win. Like, I love Jamie Dixon. And I, you know, look at the fucking trade wipe that Pitt is right now. You know,
I'd take a 6 seed over 0-19.
I'd take a 6 seed in a heartbeat. I'd take what TCU is doing in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
I'd take them back in a heartbeat. But
in year two,
so let's speak for themselves in March. And I feel like Arizona State, especially TCU's defense is a suspect. I feel like Arizona State can play up to the tempo they want to, and it's gonna be a shootout in that case. But I can see Arizona State pulling off that upset.
Yeah, that was also one I've seen. But I don't know. The most interesting potential matchup in this region is the Michigan State Duke Sweet 16.
Literally my title game in the team. Like that was my title game. Those were the two teams I was gonna pick in the title.
If it makes
game
you sound better, my title game happened around earlier.
Oh my god! Rhode Island Duke. Dude. Yeah. I didn't know you were that high in Rhode Island. Damn, Mark. Rhode Island beats Oklahoma by 20. Damn.
Okay, first of all, strictly passion pick. I've got Oklahoma in the Sweet 16.
Can we bet on that? Can we bet on that Rhode Island Oklahoma game?
Yeah,
I want to make a bet with you on that.
I'm taking Rhode Island on that one easily.
Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah. I completely agree that Rhode Island should be the favorites. I'm just saying I like Trae Young so fucking much. I am taking Trae Young until he has to play my champion, which happens in the Sweet 16 against Michigan State.
Oh my gosh. Wow. But
I feel like that Oklahoma Duke matchup kind of has to happen, though. I don't know. I just have like a weird gut feeling. It's like that's going to be on CBS on Saturday at like 3:30. Like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like there's always going to find a way to get that matchup because I feel like they want it so bad.
Yeah. Okay, and then we can find out what a fraud Marvin Bagley.
Wow.
Oh my.
Wow.
I was.
Hey, and that one in Pittsburgh too, if it happens. So.
Pittsburgh got some nice games. You guys should definitely try to go.
Yeah.
Wait, was it Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
Ooh, I may have to chalk my St. Patrick's Day plans if Oklahoma wins.
Those things are expensive, dude.
Yeah, they probably would be.
I don't give a shit. I spent $200 on season tickets.
That's why.
That's an investment.
Yeah, to be fair, I can sell the Penn State ticket and make more than my money back.
No, that's
that's what I'm not going to. Literally just for me to come back to the Penn State game again, season tickets, because it's cheaper that way.
Wow. All right, but what's the Elite Eight picks here, guys?
Bruin, do you have any other upset picks or thoughts on a Duke Michigan State? I think I don't want to jump to the Elite Eight yet because I feel like we have to talk about Duke Michigan State because I feel like. Other than Mark, we all have that. I feel like that's going to be a huge game.
I really like Duke, but like I could definitely see them getting upset by either Rhode Island or Oklahoma.
They're just really inconsistent to me. Like I don't really trust them very much either.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you on that.
Also, Marvin Bagley's looked kind of pedestrian against top tier defenders this year, so yes. I pretty much assume Jaren Jackson's gonna. Shut them down, which is if I thought Duke could make a run and they had an easy bracket, I wouldn't pick Oklahoma over them. But I think they're going out the next round, even if they win. I think it's a really bad matchup, and they don't have anyone to put on Bridges.
Yeah,
I just think Jaren Jackson's so good. He's like this more athletic, slightly worse passing at Horford.
Nice. I actually something about Rhode Island with this. If they're able to carve out, because ever since Duke went to zone. They could end up getting Duke to start going man if they're able to penetrate into the lane because that's their strong suit. They're not a great 3-point shooting team, but either they could shoot them out or if they you know with dribble penetration get Duke out of that. I think Duke's on upset alert if they're playing Rhode Island in that game.
Wait, we're gonna talk about someone shooting Duke out of the zone and we're not even gonna mention Trae Young.
I'm taking Rhode Island, but like that's why I said that game specifically is big.
Yeah, okay.
The 7-10 matchup.
That's an interesting point because I agree with you. I don't know if Michigan State has that type of penetration and dish out that could crack Duke's zone. So I just feel like Duke matches up well against Michigan State. But I guess I can see that upset now that you say that because I feel like both those teams are pretty between Rhode Island and Oklahoma are pretty good at penetrating a zone defense. They might be able to score on Duke. I mean, we've seen the issue before with Duke before they switched to the zone. Like, if they try to go man and man, they're not good. They can't stop against them scoring.
Yeah.
Also,
so if a team can craft their zone, they might be able to beat them.
I just, in principle, don't believe in 2-3 zone if you don't have, like, a monster rim protector rebounder or, like, four defenders who can defend on a string like Syracuse used to for years. Like, that Syracuse 2-3 zone was stifling. Because they always had two athletes who could press up high on the wings. They could trap like the middle and prevent penetration.
It's all about the wings there.
Yeah. And I just don't see any of that with Duke. I see them playing a 2-3 zone so their defense is okay and not horrible. I just think against top teams it's really gonna fall apart.
No, yeah. But like I don't know, Duke just has like they have so much talent on their team too, like the thing with Duke is, like, I'm not going to be surprised if they get bounced in the second round, but I'm also not going to be surprised if they win the whole freaking thing.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's why it's March, dude.
That's how they've been for the last, like, 5 years.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just can't get, like...
It's a great point, Greg.
Yeah, because they got bounced against, like, Lehigh or something in the first round a couple years ago.
Mercer?
Yeah, was that the Jabari team they got bounced in, like, the first round?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just so random to me. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I'm just not going to be surprised with any outcome of Duke in this tournament. Really not.
I think they're too offense heavy. And I really like Wendell Carter, too. I think, at least in the college format, he might be their most important player.
Duval, I think, in my mind.
That's true. Yeah. You kind of do need him to facilitate everything because they don't really have another. But I think offensively, like, I think he's a little more consistent than, I mean, Grayson Allen's obviously, like, averaging more points per game and, like, shit. Why am I blanking on, Bagley, yeah. I mean, like, they're obviously, like, bigger offensive stars because Bagley's athletic and Grayson's a shooter. But I just kind of like how like, savvy Wendell Carter is. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, but, so what do we have as our Elite Eight picks here? Varun, you want to start us off this time?
Sure. Again, I think I'm still going to go Kansas, and I know I'm going to hate myself.
Rock chalk.
But Clemson and Auburn, I don't see it because of injuries, like you're saying with Dante Grantham, and then Auburn lost Anthony McLemore. And then they have two players out since the whole year with the FBI investigation. I gotta take Kansas here. And Duke and Michigan State, like, I think, just like, agree, those are my two top teams heading into the year. I'm gonna take Michigan State. I'm probably gonna end up changing it, but yeah, I'll take Kansas, Michigan State.
Man, who do you got winning that one?
Michigan State?
All right.
Cool. Yeah, or Kansas in the Elite Eight.
That's what I have. I also have Michigan State over Kansas in the Elite Eight here. So Marshall, do you want to go?
Yeah, so this region reminds me so much. I think it was actually the Midwest last year, too, where it was UNC is the one, and then I think Kentucky is the two, and UCLA is the three. Well, it's just like three of the best teams in the country in the same region. And I always felt like whoever came out of that was going to win it all. And I picked Kentucky to come out of it. They ended up losing to UNC, and then that UNC team won it all. I think the lesson I learned from that was UNC won because they had the easier path. They didn't have to play that elite team in the same weekend, play two elite teams on the same weekend. So I currently have Duke. You guys have kind of talked me into Michigan State, though. So I think I'm going to go Kansas and Michigan State. Then I'm going to have Kansas winning because, like I said, I think they have a pretty easy path. I actually think their hardest game is going to be that, much like Villanova, is going to be that 8-9 potential second round game against either Seton Hall or NC State. I'm picking Seton Hall personally, but that might be their biggest challenge, is getting over that first weekend. And then, yeah, I want to go with Kansas over Michigan State.
Boss man, who you got?
I'm going to go with Duke over Kansas.
Boo.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I don't know. I don't really love Kansas, but I don't know. Clemson and Auburn, they're both football schools, so count them out. And then
I like that as the sole reason. I'm about to respect it.
It's the only reason. And then I don't know. I feel like it's going to come down to that Michigan State Duke game, and I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a toss.
Maybe Oklahoma game. But go sure. on.
Hey,
also a toss up. So, I don't know. I decided to go with Duke. Stick with my theme of trashing Big Ten teams. I don't know.
I like it.
I was thinking of maybe hedging it, picking Michigan State, but I'm going to stick with it.
No, stay on brand. Stay on brand.
Staying on brand.
Yeah. All right. Mark, did you go?
Yeah. Well, okay. I said Michigan State, and I think pretty obviously I have Kansas.
Yeah.
Since the 4-5 matchup's looking pretty brutal.
Yeah, I
feel like Kansas is almost a lock to the Elite Eight. I don't know. Maybe seeing, I could honestly see NC State maybe pulling off an upset there, but Clemson and Auburn, no way. I don't see it at all.
Yeah,
but football schools, man.
Just too injured. Right. Just too injured. Like, agree. They have years, but
yeah,
it's something they can win.
Yes. Yeah. No. All right. So I guess we're gonna give our final four picks now. Mark, who do you have as your final four teams, and who do you have going to the championship game?
Well, I recently changed this because of all the hatred I was receiving. But Arizona over Mizzou.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying, you guys keep hating, and Mizzou will be in my championship. And then I have Michigan State over Purdue.
And then the championship game, who you got?
Michigan State over Arizona.
Okay.
Varun, you want to go then?
I have Virginia, Villanova, Michigan State, and North Carolina. I think Virginia, Michigan State taking Virginia.
Marshall?
Man, I hate this. I have all one seeds. I'm going to have to change this.
What a bum.
Right now, I have Virginia, Villanova, Xavier, and Kansas. I have Villanova beating Kansas and Virginia beating Xavier. Then I'm going to go with Villanova beating Virginia in the title.
Boo.
Unbelievable.
You know what's going to happen, too, dude. You know what's going to happen.
Marshall, the best teams factually never win in college basketball.
That's why Michigan State's not going to win, dude.
Wow. All right. Greg, what do you got?
I got Virginia, UNC. I guess I'll take Virginia in that one. And then Villanova and Duke. And I'll switch it up and go Duke just for some variety here.
All right.
But I'll take Virginia to win it all.
All right. Well, I got Arizona and UNC and then Villanova and Michigan State. And I'm taking Arizona over UNC, Michigan State over Villanova, and I got Michigan State beating Arizona.
We really have the same championship.
Yeah. We do. We have the exact same.
Man, I swear to God, Tony, if you steal my score, I'm going to be so
What's your score? What's your tiebreaker score? What is it?
71-65.
Oh, wow. I got really nervous for a second because mine's 71-68.
Wow.
I was about to be super heated if we picked the same score. Wow. But, all right, do we have any other takes about the NCAA tournament? Vryn, we already ranted about how bad the selection show was. I don't know if you have anything you want to add to that.
Yeah, it was bad. End of story.
Yeah, just
change it back. Change it back. Why is there a studio audience?
I think the alphabetical thing was so funny to me, too. Yeah,
it took all the attention out of it. You know who's going to get in or not.
Not even that. Like you didn't know, like, are they going by TCU or Texas Christian? Or, like, are you spelling Saint out? Like, are you spelling SG? Like, it was stupid as hell.
It was bad. No. All right. Are we all good? Anybody else have any takes they want to see? Anything? Any other thoughts?
Don't sleep on Rhode Island, deepest backcourt in the country.
There you go.
I just kind of want to say
Texas over Cincinnati, calling it now.
Boom. 10 all the way, regardless. 10 all the way.
I'm not calling that, but maybe look into the money line, though. Maybe take a peek.
So I'm just going to say, this isn't the NBA, this is college basketball. So no matter how much research you do, no matter how much you think it out, you're most likely going to be overwhelmingly wrong. So it almost makes sense to pick and root for what to happen.
But pick to get a tournament, dude.
Just pick him anyways, Marshall.
I was shocked when they went through the P's. I didn't see Pittsburgh. I was like, "What the hell? How do we get it, dude?"
You're like, "Oh, it must be University of Pittsburgh. Must be in
the
U's."
We got raw,
dude. I'm just saying,
must be in the U's.
If in that first ACC tournament game, watch out.
We've been a lock, dude. That would put us right on the bubble. Oh,
Mike.
Resign. Notre Dame
doesn't see it.
I know. I'm upset that Bondi didn't get in.
Notre Dame would actually have been a really nice sleeper pick.
Syracuse always.
That's the one thing we didn't talk about. I think, I'm fine with most of the things, but Syracuse getting in is such bullshit. What did Syracuse that inspired them? They are the most media team ever. Like.
Dude,
they got in.
I feel like we were doing the same thing last year, weren't we?
Three years
in a row. Like, how did Syracuse get in? Like, why?
Haven't they won, like, their first round game every year, too?
Yeah.
They'll probably win this year, too, honestly, because that's how it goes. But it's still going to piss me off.
So, there you go. Pick them.
On the one hand, I'm really upset Syracuse got in because I habitually take Baylor to the Elite Eight.
Oh my gosh.
And they were first four out this year. However, on the other hand, I'm really glad Syracuse is in because now no one's talking about how undeserving Oklahoma is to be in the tournament.
Oh, people are still talking about it, dude. Trust me, I listen to some podcasts.
It's gone down a lot. Like, if Syracuse didn't get in, it would be strictly aimed at Oklahoma. Now it's like 60-40. We're talking shit on Syracuse. We're ignoring Oklahoma a little bit. We're like, damn, Trae Young could really drop 40 in any game. How far should we take him?
How about Trae Young in the first game on Thursday? Literally, the first game is Oklahoma, Rhode Island.
Oh,
like,
damn.
That's great, dude. Like, what a way to kick off the tournament. Yeah, I know. How am I going to get work done, dude? This is going to be terrible.
In Pittsburgh. I know. I'm really upset with it. 4-1-2. That we have to work this.
If I was in Pittsburgh, I would definitely take off and go to those games. Oh. Yeah, see,
if I were still in college or more than a month into my job, I would be there to root for Trae Young, tattoo his name across my chest. But
Saturday, though, dude, if they win.
Oh, if they win, I'm most likely canceling my St. Patrick's Day plans and going Saturday.
I may have to join you, Mark. Not going.
I mean, a potential Oklahoma Duke, then like Alabama Villanova, like that would be great. That would be great to see.
All right, are we good? We all good here?
I think we're good.
Yeah. Right. Time to pull. Yep. Time to go over the NIT
thanks
bracket.
Thanks for joining,
Varir.
Yep.
Thanks for having.
Yeah. So, anything you want to plug? I know you do some stuff for Owl Scooper. I forget what the website's called.
Yeah. Right for Owl Scoop, Temple's rival site. Lots of good content up there. I personally haven't done anything in a month, but still worth checking out, I guess. So,
all our Temple fans, all of our hundreds of thousands of listeners, all our Temple fans, make sure you check that out.
All our Owls, our diehard Owls fans.
Yeah, Vroom, what's your Twitter? People can follow you. All like the 10 people that listen.
At VRKumar8.
All right, cool.
Varun is a good follow on Twitter, though. He's knowledgeable when it comes to college basketball and has some good insights.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining. I'm glad we have some insight on college basketball because we got these characters, NBA prospects.
Yeah. Well, Varun, we'll have to have you back on during draft time or something because you watch.
Oh, definitely, people, so. Dude. Yeah.
So have you on with that. But yeah, Mark, do you wanna do a dating washing live read before?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait.
He's the last one.
Oh, he didn't.
Technically, he sponsors this or that.
Where's the ad money, dude? Where's the ad money?
So we're not doing it. We're not doing it, Mark.
Only when we do this or that.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Well. Anyway,
we need some more advertisers, dude. Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll write one up for next week for Boston.
Mark will make
a company.
Yeah. Mark will make up another company to sponsor us. But
good.
All right. Athletic podcast. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. Leave us ratings and reviews, everything. For Mark Jukowski, Marshall Hartman, Greg Stefanik, and our special guest, Varun Kumar. I'm Tony Romanello. Thanks. See ya.
Peace. Copy my bracket if you want to win a lot of money.
Peace.
No, don't do that.
Ben 10.